Mark in Moses Lake, Washington, on Divine Mercy Broadcasting. Mark from Moses Lake, you're on the air.
Hello, Carlo and Patrick. Carlo, this is Mark up in my Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church. I don't know if you remember me or not, but
I do, Mark. You. Good to hear from you, brother.
Yeah, nice to hear from you too. I had a question that my one of my cousins, they're a Christian. I'll get to the chase. This is what I was approached with, and I didn't know how to answer it. How do you stay tight with someone who never says hi back when you need a response or a sign, and he refuses to give one? I'm not asking for a lot, just to know I'm not alone, to not feel alone. If he can speak planets into existence, put signs in the sky, why isn't he can't give more peace or take the pain away? Why do I always have to be miserable?
Ah, this is Matt Nelson's cover story in this month's magazine.
That's
why
right.
Why doesn't God reveal
himself? Yes, yeah. The problem of divine hiddenness. Well, Mark, first of all, Patrick, we didn't plan this call, man.
Yeah, but I actually don't remember Mark, so I'm outside.
I know Mark from when I was doing ministry in Washington State in the Yakima Diocese there.
Sure.
Yeah, so Mark, fundamentally, it sounds like this guy is hurting. Where can he find God? Well, one thought that comes to mind, Mark, you could possibly lead him to the realization that he's loved. Are you loved by your wife? Are you loved by your children? Is there somebody that loves you? And if the answer is yes, and he does experience love, well, then you can use that as a point of departure for God manifesting himself to this individual. Because, as we know as Christians, God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6 or 8, I can't remember. But we know that philosophically. God is perfect goodness. He is perfect love. So we could start there. If he is love, well, then that's a hint. That's a manifestation of God's presence to him. We could even, in addressing prayers, you know, if he's praying and he's not receiving, 1 John 4:8, that's what it was. If he's not receiving the answers to prayers, well, then we could help this individual to realize that, you know, sometimes what we pray for, we might not be given it immediately. It is possible that in God's infinite wisdom that what we're praying for might not be good for us right now, but might be good for us later. It's also possible that the infinite God, knowing who we are and what we're made for and what's best for us, wouldn't give us what we're asking for because it might not be for our good. We might judge it's for our good, but we're often mistaken in our judgments for what is good for us. And so it's possible that God wouldn't give what I'm asking for in prayer because it might not be good for me. So at least these are reasons to give to an individual to realize that, you know, just because you don't receive an answer to prayer doesn't necessarily mean God doesn't exist, nor does it mean God doesn't care. So first of all, in some point out those things that where he can experience God in loving relationships. If he's an intellectual type of guy, maybe in knowledge, as he comes to know truth, that's a manifestation of God's presence. We can direct him to the complexity and the order and the beauty of the universe, right? And that's a sign of God's presence. And then ultimately, as I was mentioning, we can show him, I forgot what I was saying, Patrick, with that last point.
These things happen. Well, you're on a roll.
Yeah.
On a roll.
But starting with those points where God is present. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the prayers, answering the prayers, and realizing that just because I don't have prayers answered doesn't necessarily mean God doesn't care.
I sent you that by magical powers.
Thank you, Patrick. Mark, I don't know if that helps or not, buddy.
It did very much so, and I really appreciate it. It's nice hearing from you. And, Patrick, you always warm our hearts here in Moses Lake, just as Carlo does. So. And you guys take care, and God bless you both.
Okay,
thank
Mark.
You, Mark. Appreciate the kind words.
He caught it, Patrick.
Great. He did.
See?
Excellent.
He's a good guy.